with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
Have you thawed out? Because it's mighty freezing cold.
Ooh, it is cold out there.
It is. Now, this is a good topic. You're going to tell me the whole story, but this is about a lady who left her dog chained up outside a supermarket.
That's right.
And she got accosted. Is that the right word?
She did. So beautiful Margie from Ironbark tied up a dog like lots of Australians do all around the country because she needed to go in and get some milk and eggs and a few other things. And when she came back out, she was accosted by a gentleman who basically told her off for leaving her dog there. And Margie wants to know... Is that damaging to the dog? Is it illegal? What's the story with that? So I think, you know, when I was growing up, that was a common thing. You'd get to the corner store, there'd be a dog tied up there. As kids, we might go over and pat the dog or talk to the dog. And it's kind of been that thing in the Australian ethos, that's what we do. Now, from a psychological perspective from the dog, it's not a great thing for most dogs. Now, the reason why, if we understand that science now tells us that the average age of a dog as far as their cognition is between 2.5 to 3.5 years old, so of a child. So let's imagine I'm walking down the street with a 2.5-year-old child or a 3.5-year-old child, and I just pop the child at the seat just outside the IGA and in I go. Now, for that child and the dog, they're very used to having their human companion. The human companion understands the world in which the dog grows up in and makes choices and decisions all the time. And then all of a sudden, this dog is just left in an environment where it doesn't have its main person.
So it doesn't know if the owner's coming back or what's going on.
Exactly right. So this can cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And just like us, when we get fearful, you imagine things. Like if you hear a noise outside and you start to get frightened, then all of a sudden you can hear it all over the place and you're sure something's going to happen. It's the same with dogs. When they start to feel fearful, then the person staring at them becomes frightening, or the kid that comes over and wants to hug them, that all becomes frightening and stressful. And it's often a time where dogs will bite because they're tied up. They don't have any human backup and they're fearful. So they can't get away. So flight is taken out of the equation. Support's taken out of the equation. And often they can misjudge what strangers are trying to do. And especially science now tells us that most dogs don't like to be hugged. That's a threatening motion for a dog. So leaving your dog outside with all kinds of people wandering about, sometimes we're on canes or walking front or motor scooters, all those things for a dog can be very, very scary.
And other dogs as well?
Other dogs as well.
Yep.
And now if you've got two frightened dogs sitting near each other, it's quite easy to have a fight and something go on. But also what's important for Margie is to know that if your dog is outside that supermarket and say, for example, somebody walking past hasn't seen that dog and trips over your dog or trips over your lead, in the eyes of the law, that would be negligent.
You could be sued.
Yep. And you could be sued because your dog is supposed to be under your control at all times, which means your dog's supposed to be connected to you at all times unless they're at home. So although, I'm very sorry that Margie had that really unpleasant experience with somebody telling her off, in a way, long-term, it might be a really good lesson because it is dangerous for the dog. Not only that, but people pinch dogs that are tied up. But also, it's not the right environment for a dog.
So I guess try and leave your dog at home would be better.
Yep.
Or if there's more than one of you, one person can stay with the dog and the other one goes inside.
Exactly. And that way then the dog has backup, you can go and do what you need to do, and everything's safe.
The worst thing would be to go inside, come back, and the dog's not there.
Exactly right.
And I'm sure that's happened.
It happens a lot. And there was actually a case a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne where one of the footy guys had...
Yes, right. That was Jack Zeeble.
Yep.
And he just got his dog back and it was missing for 3 or 4 months, I think.
Exactly right. So it had been parked outside the store. I think it was like an Office Works or something like that, tied up, and somebody came along and untied it and took off with it.
So if you value your dog, if you love your dog, don't leave it out the front.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au to the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.